With SRN News, I'm John Scott, author and former foreign policy analyst, and CNOR says Israel is fighting to save its reputation in the battle against Hamas. Bob Agnew reports.
To those in the U.S. State Department who say Israel would be more popular in the region if only it didn't project so much strength.
That's nonsense.
On the contrary, CNOR says.
To me, one of the biggest risks of October 7th is it sent a message that it is not strong.
CNOR tells the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt, to win allies and repel enemies, it's vital Israel restore its pre-October 7th reputation.
Not only for its own security, but to send a message to the world that they're still strong.
CNOR is host of the Call Me Back podcast. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, a jury has reached a verdict and convicted the man who broke into former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home, seeking to hold her hostage, and attacked her husband with a hammer of federal charges. The jury found David DePape guilty of attempted kidnapping of a federal official and assault on the immediate family member of a federal official. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports members of the UAW have approved their new contract with General Motors, and it turned out to be a close vote.
The union website says the new contract was approved by nearly 55%, but the margin of victory was less than 4,000 votes. Workers who voted no said they wanted veteran employees to get bigger raises and wanted larger pension increases. Even though the new contract, which raises pay about 33%, has been approved, three of the four production plants involved in the voting actually shot it down.
That is Jackie Quinn. Stocks are now mixed. The Dow is down 88 points, but the NASDAQ is now up 3. This is SRN News. The LGBT agenda comes to Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Transgender and non-binary performers from two Broadway shows will be featured in the beloved holiday event, alarming a number of parents' groups. 1 million moms has gathered more than 20,000 signatures on a petition of protest, saying, quote, shame on Macy's for promoting and sponsoring this type of entertainment. It is clear that Macy's does not have our children's best interests in mind. The parade begins at 8:30 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court has reiterated its position that the state constitution guarantees a woman's right to an abortion when necessary to preserve her life. The court issued its 5-4 opinion in a case in which 5 separate pro-life laws that were passed by the legislature in 2021 are being challenged. All 5 have been put on hold while the legal challenges are being decided. This is SRN News. An unidentified individual who was arrested in the on-ice death of an American ice hockey player, Adam Johnson, overseas, released on bail.
A man who was arrested on suspicion of manslaughter in the death of American ice hockey player Adam Johnson, whose neck was cut by a skate during a game, has been released on bail. The 29-year-old Johnson was playing for the Nottingham Panthers against the Sheffield Steelers on October 28th when he was struck by an opponent's skate blade. South Yorkshire police did not name the suspect or provide his age. He was arrested on Tuesday and released on bail Wednesday pending further inquiries. The player, whose skate cut Johnson's neck, was 31-year-old Sheffield player Matt Petgrave. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Longtime NASCAR announcer and broadcaster Ken Squire has died. He was 88. Squire died Wednesday night in Waterbury, Vermont. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.